Hochschul Radio presents News for News, the magazine for LCs who just can't get enough, hosted by Sabine and Jenny.
Good morning, guys. Today we're talking about a topic that most of you will find interesting.
Do you need an alternative to studying, partying, working and partying? If you want to know the answer, then stay tuned. So what is the secret for a chilled lifestyle next to uni?
The key is Hochschulsport. It's an institution from the HU which offers lots of different sports. And the best of it, most of them are for free.
Right, Jenny. And next to common sports like basketball and football, there are extraordinary sports like roller derby and ultimate frisbee. If you want to get to know roller derby, stay tuned. We will have an interview later on. But first, let's introduce you to ultimate frisbee.
Here you can learn the basics for playing fairly due to an absent referee. Additionally, there are two teams of seven players each, consisting of men and women, playing on the field. Each team tries to get the frisbee into the end zone of the other team. The end zone is similar to that one of American football. That's how you collect points, and the game ends when one team has got 17 points. This sports without any physical contact between the players, in contrast to roller derby.
Now we switch to Sissy, who's got a roller derby player next to her. Hello, Sissy. Are you ready?
Hey, guys. Sure, let's start. I'm here with Velvet Vengeance from the Deadly Darlings Düsseldorf, which is a roller derby team. I got a few questions. Well, we heard about Ultimate Frisbee, where no referee is present. How about roller derby? Do we have a referee?
Well, we do not only have one, but seven referees. One referee per jammer, four so-called pack referees who observe the pack as a whole and make sure that there are no errors committed, and finally we have the head referee who submits the tasks and is in control concerning the referees and NSOs. The non-skating officials are a kind of assistant referee, that is, they take care of penalty times and starters.
Is it indispensable to wear protective clothing?
Yes, it is indispensable. Our coach expels us from training if we want to go on track without a full set of protective gear or the helmet. We also have to have a mouth guard, but this is optional as long as we don't do blocking exercises.
Have you ever had serious injuries so that you had to take a break from roller derby?
Well, up until now, I haven't had any major injuries, although I must say that I cracked my neck multiple times and had my fair share of bruises. Of course, bruises are kind of inevitable when you find yourself facing an ambitious blocker trying to prevent you from going through the wall, but I know people who had to take a break from the sport because of really serious injuries and still have problems due to that.
Which exercises are done during training?
Okay, first off, at training we separate the rookies and the more advanced skaters. The rookies need to learn how to skate, fall and break. The skaters who obtain the MST practice new strategies, discuss new variants of rules, or they go back to the basics and mix with the rookies so that everyone can benefit from everyone's knowledge.
That does sound interesting. You mentioned the MST. What does MST mean?
The minimum skills test is obligatory for every active derby player. Obtaining this rather informal certificate means that you are in no danger to others or yourself while skating. The MST consists of tasks such as breaking and falling, which show that you are in control of your skating skills.
How long does a match take? Is there a break included?
The bout is usually about an hour long, excluding preparation, and there's a halftime break of half an hour. Per halftime, we have to finish at least 10 jams, but more can be easily achieved. The jam is a 2-minute period where the jammer of each team tries to score points by lapping the members of the opposing team.
Since when have you been playing this sport?
I have been doing this sport for about a year now, and I'm hoping to start a successful derby career in March, when I will get the chance to do the MST. Die! Die!
Okay, thank you very much for telling us what roller derby is about. It sounds like a great sport, and hopefully many ASCs will join it. That's it for this week, and we hope you enjoyed our podcast. Thank you for listening. We are looking forward to hearing you next time with some new fascinating facts about the HAU.